are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It was horrible. We have the real bad habit in my house of, you know, waiting for somebody else to change a light bulb. So we have light bulbs in the closet, light bulbs in the bedroom, and so many of them are out. And so I'm grabbing my scrubs, and my scrubs are actually not on a pile in the corner. I mean, they're actually hung up on my closet. And I walk outside this morning with completely two different colored scrubs. Top shirt doesn't match bottom shirt. Now, some of you probably think, why is this funny? Because it's hilarious. See, okay, you can't go to work with blue scrub pants and a red top. You look like a complete idiot. Have you ever seen anybody wear two different scrub color pants? Now, I actually have. And it's not because I'm an idiot or because I'm colorblind. It's because I don't have the matching. You know, like matching socks? None of my trouser socks ever match. Some of them have a paisley. Some of them have, you know, they're all kind of black. I get them at Target where you get this big whole six-pack of trouser socks. Some are smooth. Some have some sort of a pattern. I never match them up because, again, we don't have good lighting in the house. And so same thing with scrubs. You could have, like, five burgundy scrubs, but they're all a different type of burgundy. One could be more wine. One could be more, I don't know, what is the color, more like a bloody bile? Yeah, so anyway, so for those of us that do get ready for work and, you know, have to wear a shirt and tie, quit complaining because it's so much stress trying to figure out a top color scrub and a bottom scrub pants to wear to work. We heard the news of Harold Ramis. He has died at the age of 69. Harold Ramis, one of my favorite actors. We remember him from Stripes and Ghostbusters. And I think he even played the father to Seth Rogen on one of the movies, I think, growing up. Phenomenal guy, but he was only 69. Apparently, he had autoimmune inflammatory vasculitis, and he had battled this for years. We're going to talk about vasculitis a little bit later today, but, the man was extremely gifted and one of my favorites. You want to know what I found very interesting is when you look at Harold Ramis and, you know, his movies, he always kind of portrayed the one who was more dorky or cerebral or nerdy, right? And then in Ghostbusters, they made him look like an absolute stud because they had, I don't know, was it Annie Potts, you know, in love with him, right? Acting like he's all handsome. And I thought that was hilarious for somebody who we always kind of look at as kind of the nerd, how they could try to make it look like he was, oh, no, no, I had a crush on Ernie. Yeah, of all the Ghostbusters, it was the black guy Ernie. But no, don't worry, I didn't have a crush on Harold Ramis. But still, may he rest in peace. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a kid who was given Motrin. This is like the second time we've heard of this in the news, and there might have even been more, unfortunately, incidences where he took some, I believe, children's Motrin, and then he went into Stevens-Johnson syndrome, where his skin started to shed. Very, very scary, blistery type of reaction that could happen. Then they say that if you could keep your teeth clean, not only are you going to be protecting yourself from heart disease, but you could also protect yourself from arthritis. All right, then we got Taco Bell. Yep, Taco Bell's in the news. Taco Bell is apparently launching a breakfast line. Right? I mean, so much for the government trying to, you know, really restrict what fast food places and consumers are trying to, fight back at these fast food places. Now they're just launching a whole breakfast line. And then cooked foods and meats may actually have an Alzheimer link because of the PNAs. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So be prepared You may not have to be in line at McDonald's for your breakfast food, which, by the way, is not the breakfast of my choice, okay? I would suggest you have protein, a high-fiber whole wheat muffin or toast, some orange juice, maybe hard-boiled egg, something like that. But many of you, I know you're in, I'm in line with you guys at McDonald's, too. I hear you, okay? We should be doing a little bit better job. But Taco Bell is now offering the waffle taco. Apparently, they've been around for about 50 years, and they had a great trial run of the waffle taco. So I think it's eggs and bacon wrapped in a waffle and drizzled with syrup. All right, and it's something that they could eat relatively quickly. Now, that's the problem with a lot of our breakfast foods. We eat these things too quickly. Okay, that's where we go wrong. Okay, you know, if you ate slowly, if you chewed your food, if you relaxed a little bit, you know, let it kind of settle in, maybe. But instead, we have these, like an Egg McMuffin. Is it me, or are the Egg McMuffins getting smaller and smaller? Now, I don't usually eat an Egg McMuffin because we don't eat the Canadian bacon. And, you know, to me, it's, I don't want to waste the money. But I got to admit, I have had a Egg McMuffin without the bacon, and it is kind of tasty, but small. I mean, it fits the palm of your hand. I think for those of you who do Weight Watchers, I think an Egg McMuffin is like 7 points. All right, but you know, now that it's getting smaller and smaller, some people look and go, "Well, with the calories, I could do this." Remember, guys, when they had to start doing calorie counts, a lot of these restaurants, they started to limit the portion size so the calories looked less. They still make it tasty, but now you're getting less portions. The consumer always gets it. Now, McDonald's has about 14,000 locations. I think there's more Subways than McDonald's, wasn't there? And I think Taco Bell has, I guess, 6,000 locations. But be careful with these guys, all right? All right? The waffle taco has 460 calories, 30 grams of fat, 35 grams of carbohydrate, 11 grams of protein, 630 milligrams of sodium. Whereas the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle, which comes from McDonald's, 550 calories. Ah, so they could say the other one's smaller. 31 grams of fat, 40 grams of carbohydrates, 20 grams of protein, and 1.3 grams of sodium. Some of you like the Cinnabon Delights. Cinnabon Delights, 770 calories, 390 milligrams of sodium. The Cinnamon Melts, I'm getting hungry, 460 calories. Let me see what else we got here. Oh, the Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit, 460 calories. Not good, guys. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I keep yelling at everybody to eat more vegetables and eat more fish. We had a real nice headline today talking about how people who are vegetarians have lower blood pressure. I know you vegetarians and you vegans out there are like, well, no, duh. We've been telling you that all the time. I know. Now you know how I feel. I preach and I preach, and then years later, a study comes up saying the exact same thing, but somebody else gets credit for the study. So apparently, researchers from Osaka in Japan have attempted to investigate the relationship between having a vegetarian diet and blood pressure. So they analyzed 32 observational studies, and this is the definition of a vegetarian diet. No meat, but you could have the dairy products, the fish, and the eggs. As opposed to vegan, you can't have the animal products. So vegetarian diets are still getting eggs and fish and other sorts of protein in that respect from dairy products as well. And I guess they found that it lowers body weight, lowers cholesterol, and reduces the risk of developing cancer. Yeehaw! But for this particular study, they want to just concentrate on the, I know, what am I saying yeehaw for? I'm not vegetarian. I know. You know, why isn't anybody studying the meat and potato diet, please? I mean, we need some practical. We all know that vegetarian diets do well, all right? We get it. Just somebody look into the meat and potato diet, please, and tell us, do we have any good news? I feel really discriminated against. I really do, honestly. Okay, the researchers found that the systolic blood pressure, which is the pressure in the arteries as the heart beats, okay, the beating pressure was lower in vegetarians in both the clinical trials and observational studies. I don't know, like maybe like an egg white omelet. You guys could figure something out. No, it doesn't have to just be salads. There's like, you know, you can even eat tofu. There's stuff you could eat to be vegetarian. It's not that hard. Yeah, you could have pasta. No, no meat sauce. No, that doesn't count. No, you got, like, you know, you can have like some fettuccine, chicken tetrazzini as the chicken. I don't know. Well, you know what? A vegan doesn't eat chicken. A vegetarian may be able to, but a lot of times the vegetarians don't. They stay away from the chicken. Guys, you know what? Then buy a book. If you don't know what is out there, vegetarians. Okay. Now you can have a vegetarian lasagna. No meat. No meat. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I had this conversation with my family a few months ago. Remember, everybody was supposed to be doing a vegetarian meal? Well, then, Mom, can I take my burger and pull the meat out of the burger and just eat the meat and the cheese? And I'm like, no, because, look, you got ground beef little bits on the cheese. That, yeah, but, Mom, I took out the meat, but that's not a vegetarian meal. All right. Yeah, and you know what? These guys know what they're doing. I think that's why everybody makes fun of vegetarians, because we're deep down really jealous of them because they're doing it right. We know, gosh darn well, we're supposed to be eating vegetables. I mean, you know, there was a study out saying men know to eat salad. Many men, get this, guys, the study has found that men actually do like vegetables and do like salad. But there is no way in hell any man wants to publicize that. So when men go to a lunch or they're on a date, you rarely will see a man go, I'll have the Cobb salad for my meal. They'll usually be like, I'll get the steak, medium rare, with a lot of A1, and throw on some baked beans. Now, you see, okay, now, guys, being on the opposite side of the table, okay, no with the beans, okay, yeah, don't, okay, if you want to look really manly, and cow, you know, because I really dig the whole cowboy thing, you could do, you know, I'll have a steak, and a nice juicy baked potato on the side. Okay, that is a very manly, hearty meal. Okay, I understand you look like a guy, but now look at me and the women on the other side, or your partner on the other side, going, is he going to have high cholesterol? Maybe he's not a good match. Maybe his genes may not be that good for my offspring. You know, but you know, if I'm on a date and a guy's, you know, ordering, you know, I would like a Cobb salad with a little bit of low-fat balsamic vinaigrette on the side, I'm thinking he's sensitive. I'm thinking he's watching his body. And I'm thinking more steak for me. So, as far as I'm concerned, you know, guys, you may want to do it that way. But I get it. Ordering a salad isn't too manly and burly. I get it. But you want to know also what's not really burly and manly? Getting a stroke. Okay? Having high blood pressure and having hypertensive retinopathy. Honey, I can't read this. Read this for me. That's not very burly and stamina. All right? You know, you got to take care of yourselves, all right? And all these misconceptions of what women want are wrong. How many times have I told you this year that the idea of the tall, dark, handsome man who's really big and buff and ripped muscularly is not always the first choice for women? Some women love shorter men. Some women love bald men. Some women love vegetarians. We're out there, guys. You'll have to hunt us down, but we're out there. Okay, so now let's move on to fish. I know. Now fish. Okay, come on for a second here. You can do this. Listen, you can do this. Okay, I'm not saying go completely pescatarian, okay? Let's just talk about this with the fish. Okay, you could take a salmon, call it like a salmon steak or a halibut steak. So when you're ordering, okay, you know, you don't have to go, oh, I'll have salmon with, you know, the capers and the little butter and the lemon twist. You don't have to do that. You could say, I'll take your salmon steak. Now with some hearted potatoes. You know, that sounds, you know, you could do that. And then the women are like, ooh, fish. You're eating fish. You know, yeah, a nice hefty halibut steak. See, you could get away with that. Now, Fox News has in their health section today, fish that are the most contaminated. Hold on, I gotta blow my nose. Oh, that was a juicy one. Okay, hold on. Whew. Okay, let's talk about some fish. Yeah, oh man. Took up a whole hanky with, I got a hanky. Yeah, my nose just won't stop running. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, my microphone's like all wet. Now, when we look at fish, very important because you've got the monounsaturated fats. It's not beef, right? And in this day and age, if something isn't beef, okay, we consider it healthy. But remember, a lot of fish could contain mercury. Okay, and the mercury could stay in your body for more than a year. Now, all fish does contain mercury, but they say there's five types, according to this author, they want you to stay clear of. Shark. All right, in Fox News, in the health section, they're recommending that we avoid shark. Now, I don't know about you all. Okay, trust me. You don't have to twist my arm with that one. I run from a shark. I swim I swim away from sharks. Okay, yeah, so no worry there. Anyway, the shark is at the top of the food chain, so it consumes all the other fish plus all their mercury. So sharks continue to take in more and more mercury. So what you need to do is eat the little krill or a wild Pacific salmon. You can get your vitamin D, B12, omega-3s, etc. They say a wild Pacific salmon may be better than the farmed salmon because, you know, these farm salmon, they have to learn how to walk on all the pastures and stuff, whereas these other fish, they get to stay in the water. Yeah, they got the fish in the barn, in the stables, you know, with the cows. Moo. Swordfish. If you're going to avoid a fish, avoid swordfish. Fine by me. Don't twist my arm on that one. I see a sword or a shark, I'm out of there. They also have mercury. But they say go get some sardines. Sardines they call a nutrition superstar, and they have omega-3s. Okay, then they say avoid king mackerel. Again, no, I'm not shedding tears on that one because they are a huge predator. Eat other mercury fish. But another very juicy, yummy substitute, anchovies. Anchovies I can't stand. I just like saying anchovies. High omega-3s. Somebody thought of sticking it on pizza. That makes no sense. They say don't eat tilefish. These are fish that hang out in the grouts of your tile in the bathroom, and your husband doesn't replace the grout. And so now you have all these tiles with the grout. Yeah, that's what I guess a tilefish is. But they said you could eat farmed rainbow trout. Okay? I think they're very pretty. Don't eat albacore tuna or tuna steaks. Instead, they're telling us to avoid the mercury by eating canned light tuna. All right, I'm going to Outback. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of us, when we're pregnant, right, we're scared to death of putting into our body when it comes to medicines. And so we, we go, okay, well, doc, you got to give me something when I have pain or when I have itching or when I have a headache, you know. So we've been telling moms for years, Tylenol. You can take Tylenol. It's a Category A. I think they might have changed it from Category A to Category B. We talked about the different categories. Well, Category A is supposed to be safe in pregnant people. Category B, safe and pregnant, you know, but they're still doing studies, you know, in category then C. Well, we know it's safe in animal studies. Use some caution in pregnant people, but overall safe. Category D, they're like, nah, stay away from category D. And category X can actually deform an infant. So like a category D could be like Xanax and Valium, and we're gonna spend more time going through those. Years ago, they actually kind of redefined some of these. So a lot of the medicines when I was delivering babies that were considered okay and were like a B were downgraded to a C. Like SSRIs, you were able to give Zoloft, you know, and SSRIs, these anti-anxiety, anti-depression medicines, you were able to do that. And then now they're saying, avoid them. So things change. But things that you should never be on when you're pregnant are like the Valiums, the Xanaxes, et cetera. Those are category Ds. And then like a category X, Accutane. Those of you taking Accutane for acne, they won't even give it to you unless you are always taking pregnancy tests and always on birth control, because that could really deform the fetus. So many of us are like, you know what, no big deal, because all I take is Tylenol, you know, so Tylenol is fine. Well, now there's a study saying pregnant women who have been taking Tylenol have possibly put their kids at risk for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The results were published Monday in the journal JAMA Pediatrics, all right, and they think that the active ingredient acetaminophen and Tylenol may influence brain development in utero. The only thing is we still don't know or have any recommendations for pregnant women. All they did right now is analyze data on more than 64,000 Danish women and their children. And they found that kids whose mothers took acetaminophen at any point in the pregnancy, first, second, third trimester, were 29% more likely to be diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder than kids whose mothers took none. And if you took the Tylenol in your second and third trimesters, it increased the risk by 63%. If you only took it in the third trimester, 28%. Okay? Now, what's interesting with this is it was almost more dangerous later in the pregnancy than earlier. You know, a lot of us think, you know what, just get through the first trimester and then, you know, the first 12 weeks, and then we could get our hair dyed and we could get, well, you know, doctors finally said, look, if you're going to dye your hair, you're going to do anything, you know, do it in, you know, moderation. We really have no rules or regulations on dyeing your hair, or, you know, just try to expose yourself to as little as possible. All right? Some people ask me, am I allowed to drink in my third trimester but not my first or not my second? We just kind of now still recommend just no alcohol for now, because we just, you know, can't figure it out. Even though people in Europe drink alcohol when they're pregnant and a lot of the babies are fine, we just don't know. We just can't quantitate, because there's you just don't know if somebody's going to go too far. They may think, you know, their couple drinks a night or a week. It turns out then later to be a couple drinks a night. And remember, I mean, the baby just wants healthy nutrients. That's all the uterus wants, so give them that. The problem is there's a lot of pain that happens during pregnancy, a lot. Horrible headaches, migraines, hip pain, back pain. It could be very, very uncomfortable. Now, when it comes to taking Tylenol, we've really had, well, you know, my kids, they don't have attention deficit, but then again, I think I only took one Tylenol in each pregnancy once. I just was not wanting to do, and I also am married to a chiropractor, so I could have Corey work on me, so I didn't have to do that. But this is something that'll be interesting. And so, you know, I asked the question to you all, you know, if any of you have a child that has attention deficit disorder, or if you think you do, you know, find out how much Tylenol or acetaminophen was taken in the womb, while you were in the womb or your kid was in the womb. You know, my only problem is I don't want women suffering, all right, for a study that may not even be that valid. Okay? I mean, my, you know, if you're having a horrible headache and you can't sleep night after night after night, you know, although, yeah, that some people are using, you know, other non-Tylenol medicines. I know some people have been given Lortab when they're pregnant. Some people have been given Ambien, and even though the babies usually aren't hurt, you know, what's a safer substitute than Tylenol? I don't think we have one yet. And you are not supposed to take the anti-inflammatories like Motrin, Advil, Aleve. You are not supposed to take those in your third trimester, because it can increase the risk of bleeding and a variety of other issues. So I would right now just kind of talk to your doctor about that, and just on your own, just do a little test. Okay? If, you know, you're at the kid's school and, you know, there's a kid there with ADHD and, you know, the mom, just go, you know, there was a study about Tylenol. And now again, don't go up to the mom if the mom doesn't think her kid is ADHD. Okay? Only ask if a mom, you know, I did that to a mom once. You know, I went up to her and I go, and, you know, the kid was autistic, and to me, it was very, very apparent, you know, and I thought it was already, you know, well known, and I go up to her, you know, privately, and I go, oh my gosh, your son is doing amazing. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, look, you know, she's like, you know, I thought he had autism. I just didn't know for sure. And I'm like, well, look, you know, I'm just get it evaluated. I mean, boy, did I have to stumble on my words. See, now I don't butt in as much anymore, even though she was really, really grateful because I, as a doctor, picked up on it and I talked to her about it. I'm like, you know, but I go, oh my gosh, you know, he's doing amazing. And, you know, so don't worry, we're still friends, but, sometimes you got to be careful. Make sure, you know, you don't want to tick off Mama Bear. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, some people that are a little ticked off, and I can understand why, are being accused of having a disorder when they have post-traumatic stress disorder. And George W. Bush is claiming, guys, this is an injury. It's not a disorder, and this is an injury that should be treated. He thinks if you have the term disorder, it'll discourage some vets from seeking help and will hinder employers from hiring former troops. So this is very, very interesting. You know, you may not agree with a lot of the things Bush said, but, you know, this I get. I do. All right. You know, when you hear that, you know, people say, well, yeah, I have post-traumatic stress disorder. All right. I like the idea of it looked at as an injury, because an injury could be addressed. It could be fixed, and you're not giving a lifelong brand. Okay, now some people will say, Dahlia, I got disability because my doctor said it was, you know, non-treatable. That's why I have disability, because I can't work. Okay, if it does become disabling, absolutely an injury could become a disability. You're 100% right. No sense, you know, no sense getting any of your benefits hurt, because I hear you. Hard to get a job. Hard to function, you know, with what you've seen and what you've been through. And God bless you guys for doing what you've done, you know. But we are noticing that certain stigmas are preventing people from getting work. The stigma of being a smoker, the stigma of being overweight, the stigma of having post-traumatic stress disorder. There's a lot of idiots out there that think if you have post-traumatic stress disorder, you're just going to go AWOL and shoot up a place. No. Many people with post-traumatic stress disorder that were either raped or in an accident or had a tour of duty that was traumatizing, they're not going to do that. They're suffering with an injury. And so I really understand that approach of what George W. Bush is saying. And, what about September 11th? You know, people that went through that. And so, you know, how do you not brand? How do you, you know, and many people, they had treatment and successful treatment for post-traumatic stress, quote, disorder, and they're doing well. But unfortunately, the term has been used around so much that it's stigmatizing, just like an attention deficit. Saying somebody is ADD puts them under a stigma when, I mean, Einstein had attention deficit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tammy Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business and will continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we're also on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and you have the Dr. Dolly app on your iPhone and then your Android. Download that, okay? One of my buddies texted me in the first part of the break asking if I'm taking any pharmaceuticals for my cold. All right, thank you. Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am. I love the pharmaceuticals. I had taken a little bit of the NyQuil last night. Ugh. And then today I took an Allegra D. Allegra D is the Allegra and the pseudoephedrine. And I had to take that because it's really hard to see patients when your nose drips. That is frustrating. I don't want to use Afrin or any of the nasal sprays over the counter. You know, I'd rather, you know, swallow a pill that goes throughout your whole body and, you know, affects the one body part that a simple spray could have affected. But you know why? You guys have to stay away from those nasal sprays. But, you know, when I used to wait tables and I would have allergies and my nose would just be dripping and dripping, it was so hard because you can't wipe your nose on your sleeve, especially since you don't really have much sleeves when you wait tables. So I have to keep putting the plates down to wipe my nose. It was horrible. And so for those of you in the food serving business or industry, I really feel your pain having to deal with a runny nose. But I like the Allegra D. I like the Sudafed. While I was, you know, looking at my little pharmaceutical package here, I scrolled through one of my older emails that had to do with Sudafed. So good, I could transition into this. All right. Robert says, Dr. Dahlia, I have attention deficit disorder, not hyperactivity, and notice if I take Sudafed, it helps my symptoms. Why would Sudafed work? I like it, and it's cheaper than Ritalin. I don't have insurance. How long can I take Sudafed? Now, of course Sudafed is going to help if you have attention deficit, because attention deficit seems to be managed very well with stimulants. And Sudafed, because it's pseudoephedrine, is a stimulant. That's why people use it to make crystal meth. It's going to be harder and harder for you to get Sudafed, and I don't want anybody on Sudafed long term. Remember, Sudafed causes vasoconstriction. That's why your nose doesn't seem to run as much. So you, when you vasoconstrict, you have less of the seepage of the fluid come out. Then when the medicine wears off, you have a rebound congestion, which is probably why this morning I was really, really congested, because the medicine wore off and now all the you know, arteries and veins and vessels are, you know, now open. And again, there could be more inflammatory seepage. So, yeah, I like the word seepage. We don't use that word enough. It's better than the word discharge, right? Or exudate. No, you can't use the word exudate. Exudate, we usually use for the term pus. You know, were there any exudates? Like, Dr. Dahlia, I have a sore throat. All right. So I take a look. I look at their throat. It's really, really red. Is it strep, doc? I'm like, I'm in here looking. Let me see. And then you see white exudate. So we call it an exudative pharyngitis. And then I either test them for strep or just by the smell of it. A lot of times you could tell and, you know, yeah. And then, of course, pharmaceuticals. No. Gargle with salt water. If it's bacterial, yes, I like an antibiotic. If it's viral, no antibiotics. All right. Even though there was a study saying you don't even have to treat all strep throats. It's just your patients are going to smack you upside the head if you don't give them something to help with that. So, so exudate would be for like pus, exudate. Excrement, we use the term excrement for something coming from the stool. I'm trying to think what other liquidy word, exudes. Sometimes we'll use the word, this is exuding, but exuding comes from exudate, but exuding does not necessarily have to be pus. Okay, then we like to use the word drainage. Is there any drainage? Now, you will not use drainage for, like, vaginal discharge, but you will use drainage for anything coming out of the rectum. So, like, let's say you were packing someone's rectum for a rectal abscess. Stop the giggles. Somebody had a rectal abscess, and it was draining out. You will use that term for draining. Or some of you will say, I have sinus drainage. But you see, it's different for those of you kind of working on your synonyms and your homonyms and your similes. And yeah, exactly. Big difference between exudative, drainage, and excrement. And then discharge. Okay. So a woman will come in and she'll say, this is important. You guys need to learn this terminology, because I'm so tired of these medical students going, yeah, I'm looking at their nose and they have a discharge. No. If you walk around and you say, I have a discharge, discharge is only used for your urethra or vagina. So if a male comes in saying, I have a discharge, I'm going to ask him to take off his pants. I'm not going to look in his ear. I'm not going to look up his nose, because that's not where you're supposed to have discharge. Discharge means you have maybe a chlamydia, or a gonorrhea infection, or like a female having like a yeast, you know, so be careful, guys, because you'll do that. You'll call the doctor's office and you'll say, I have an exudative discharge. And so I have my hazmat suit on. We have gloves and goggles and every culture for every STD. And you were talking about earwax? Really? So really be careful with the terminology. Let us medical providers handle the terminology. Otherwise, we're going to discharge you. Oh, yeah, that's the other time you hear the word discharge. I use the term discharge a lot because you use the term discharge when the patient is supposed to leave the office. So was room 4 discharge? Yes, discharge him. What do you have in room 2, Dr. Dahlia? I have a discharge. Now that really messes the staff up. Okay, because that can mean three things. Okay, if I got a patient in room 2, and I tell, this is how trained my staff is. This is how awesome my staff is. God bless my staff. Okay, this is how awesome they are. If I go, I got a discharge room 2. They then, obviously because they can't tell by the vocabulary word, they have to look at the tone. So if I go, I got a discharge room 2, that could be a verb, gotta discharge. Then they know it's a verb, they discharge the patient. If I go, I'm sorry guys, I gotta do this with a straight face. If I go, I have a discharge, right? I have a discharge. They may say, Dahlia, you know where your gynecologist is, don't tell us, or, you know, you need a wipe. Or if I need cultures in room 2, I'll say, yeah, we have a discharge to deal with. And then, you know, double D. So, you know, for those of you who want to work in my office, you send the resumes and we get tons of them. And, you know, I'm honored you want to work with me. But please, for the love of the Lord, know your discharges. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, yeah. Okay, so going back to Sudafed and ADHD. Yeah, a lot of you guys are using your Sudafed. Some of you are using Afrin. Some of you are using your girlfriend's diet pills for your ADD. And we're going to be seeing more of this, or your ADHD, because a lot of you that don't have health insurance are not getting your Ritalin, Concerta, Adderall that you use for attention deficit, so you're trying to deal with it with other stimulants, okay? Because you notice that when you have a stimulant on board, you concentrate more. You get more work done. You seem to just, you know, have better concentration. I get that. That's what stimulants do. Okay? Unfortunately, though, I don't ever recommend Sudafed long term because, again, I think your body gets used to it. And, again, it could mess with the heart. It could raise your blood pressure, etc. So, you know, what should somebody with attention deficit do if they can't get their pharmaceuticals? Now, I'm an MD, so it's very, very tough for me to give non-pharmaceutical advice. But my advice would be therapy. I love the therapist. You know how many pharmaceuticals we all could get off of if we go to a therapist? All right, a therapist that knows nutrition, a therapist that knows sleep, a cognitive therapist, a behavioral therapist. There are things we could do to increase our memory and concentration without having to go to the pills. That's if you don't have access. I get that. Okay, I need to go to the bathroom and then discharge. pee. I have to pee. Stay tuned.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.